people turned their business profits into a lasting legacy that not only could take care of themselves, but also support their kids, their grandkids, and their grandkids' kids while doing what they love fires us up.
We only get one life, let's make it count. We recognize that with limited wealth, access to opportunities can be restricted. So we roll up our sleeves, launched a 100-year legacy movement.
This isn't about creating trust fund babies. It's about providing financial security through income-producing assets, sharing wisdoms, and instilling a mindset to empower them to navigate life's challenges and live the life they love.
Join our movement and get access to the free weekly newsletter so you can start, launch, and secure your very own 100-year legacy.
All you have to do is go to 100yearlegacy.com. Again, it's 100yearlegacy.com.
We think we found the easiest path to millions, one that's different from anything our parents ever taught us about getting rich. And guess what? Their way, it won't work today.
Hello, I'm Pommy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
We wouldn't be here if we did our parents' way. Sorry, Mom and Dad, our way doesn't require any MBA or a finance background, and definitely you don't need to be a trust fund baby. Yet we're making millions and have over $300 million in multifamily portfolio. Today, we're breaking down the four-step of money-making game. Even if you're not ready right now, by the end of this video, you'll know exactly how to go from zero to millions, and trust us, you don't want to miss the last step. Pom, in breaking down these four steps, let me first ask you this. What did our parents teach us about owning a business?
So they were in fashion. And of course, like naturally, we got into fashion as well. In fact, as you know, we got fired from them multiple times. And the last time we got fired from them, it actually spurred us to start our entrepreneurial journey. So back to your question, what did our parents teach us about, you know, like business, about wealth? So what they taught us that was that in order to earn a lot of money, you have to work really hard. You have to put in a lot of effort. Unfortunately, that wasn't the right mindset. They actually conflated business and busyness. You see, recently I actually came across an article by Daniel Priestley, and he talked about this concept of doubling speed, that every pattern has a doubling speed. In the concept of wealth, in the context of wealth, what we're talking about is how fast your wealth doubles. And the faster, obviously, it doubles, the more successful you are. Unfortunately, most people go through their entire life never actually even seeing their wealth doubling even once. And so therefore, it's a struggle for most people because they're continuing to do the busyness work.
That's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. And like if you do busyness work, it's the slowest path to doubling. Doing so actually is completely pointless, right? Like I told you, most people don't even get there. And that's when we realize that in order to truly double your speed at which you grow your wealth, you need to stop being the only asset and own assets, like income producing one. And our bread and butter is multifamily apartments.
Yes. Okay. Well, why is that?
Well, that's because you're no longer just earning in one way. You got assets working on your behalf. And that's when you really start to see results. And you know, that's a faster and smarter way.
Definitely. So what do you think money is?
Okay. Well, big question. Growing up, a lot of people probably have a very poor relationship with money. You know, some people even think that money is the root of all evils, right? But for us, money is neither good nor bad. It's just a store of value. Rich people, they're willing to spend a lot of money to buy back a lot of their time. Poor people, they're willing to trade a lot of their time for a little bit of money.
Okay, that's so true. In today's world, real freedom comes from financial freedom. If you understand money, you can get more of it. And with that comes your ability to control your time.
Because income follows assets. So I recently posted this on X, right? So we have one of our properties. We have a $40 million loans on it. Yes, that's a lot of money. I understand. And on that property, we actually have about a $200,000 per month mortgage payment. You know, that's actually more than what 88% of Americans earn in an entire year. And we're paying this on a monthly basis.
Oh, we.
When we say we, we're talking about our tenants who are actually paying it for us. It's not coming out of our pockets.
Yep.
And they're doing so with joy because they get to live in this awesome apartment. And so that's the way that you actually increase the velocity or the speed of your money doubling or your wealth doubling.
So what do you think about average?
So I love the quote by Cody. She says that the average American dies overweight, alone, and broke. This is a harsh wake-up call, a wake-up call for us to actually aim for the extraordinary. Most people, they settle for average because they think that's the path of least resistance. That's the easiest route. But in fact, what they don't realize is that a whole bunch of other people are also thinking the same thing. And that means that there's fierce competition for people and the masses fighting for scraps. But when you actually aim for extraordinary, you actually open yourself up to farther greater possibilities.
Definitely, right? So once you rise above the average, you will notice less competition at the top. That's where your chance of success skyrocket.
As Ben Hardy says, the road to hell is paved with pursuit of volume. Volume leads to marginal products, marginal customers, and increased complexity. Hard work leads to low returns. It's not amount of time that should worry us, but the tendency to spend it on low quality activities.
This is exactly what happens when you chase average.
You waste time on things that are producing low quality results, but when you pursue extraordinary stuff, you focus on what matters, and almost always that involves less work.
When we say investing in multifamily was the best decision we ever made, it's because it allowed us to break free from being average.
Multifamily apartment investing isn't easy, but it's simple. So you can actually stay in the average lane if you buy rundown C-class apartments, but if you want extraordinary results that you can 10x or even 100x your wealth, you have to buy into multifamily apartments that are A-class properties. We recognize that we deserve to play at a higher level and extraordinary results followed.
Let's talk about the power of who, not how.
A lot of times people set their goals quite low, and that's because they feel a sense of overwhelm. I can totally understand, right? When you're aiming for hairy, audacious goals, it seems insurmountable. And that's true if you're doing it all by yourself. And I would agree, right? In that case, aim low, stay average, like what we talked about earlier.
The key to achieve extraordinary result is you have to set up the impossible goals.
And the way to overcome the impossible is to set up conditions that makes the impossible possible.
What was the biggest shift for us was when we figured out that it's all about the who and not the how.
So your first move becomes much easier if you know the right who, or even more importantly, the right who knows who you are.
Yeah, so you want to share the story?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I love sharing this story. So we were at an event in Cabo, Mexico, and randomly our broker texts us, "Palm, I need your resume." No info. A couple of hours later, I finally got a hold of him and he said, "Hey guys, you're going to make a blind offer on this 190 plus unit apartment." No other info. Blind offer means like we don't know any other detail. We don't see the financials. We don't get to tour the property.
Or like what property, right?
What property?
What city?
What city? How much we're paying?
What asset class?
What's the financials? No information. Our broker actually said, "Hey guys, this is truly an off-market deal. We're going to be the only offer on the table." So I turned to you and I said, "Nan, look at her resume, make sure it's top notch, right?"
Okay, guys, now, at that time, offers were crazy at that time, right? It was a fierce competition. Most deal had around like 20 or 30 offers.
So when it turns out that we were the only offer on the table, and having the Kitty sister's name on the letter of intent, or LOI, made all the difference. So a couple of weeks later, at an event that we actually didn't attend, some of our colleagues found out that we were awarded this deal, that we won this deal from the seller. And let's say that they were a little bit green with envy, but the simple answer from the seller was, "Guys, this was a buddy's deal, and I'm doing business with the Kitty sisters."
Because the seller knew who we were. So fast forward 27 months later, we exit and sold that deal for over $20 million. So let's talk about two ways of making money. You either use your time to make money or you have your money make more money for you.
Most people, they're really good at the first one. And guys, we were there too, right? We started in the fashion business, then we got into flipping, and then we started syndicating multifamily apartment, and now we're doing ground up development. But here's the thing. So our parents actually told us, "Guys, put money into your 401k plans, put money into your CDs, let it sit there until you retire. At 65, you're gonna be able to travel the world." But the reality is that for 50% of Americans, that's not the case at all. They can't retire.
The real way, invest money that you earn actively so that it can make money for you. Start creating asset, be smart about it, and use leverage.
Multifamily apartment is one of the simplest ways for an average person to become a millionaire. You don't need specialized skills. You don't need to learn how to code. You don't need to have like special engineering background or finance background. It's a simple model. Buy an apartment at the right price, have the right capital stack, increase income, reduce expenses. And your first loan will come much easier and faster than owning a single family home. And if you don't know how to code, great, you still can make it.
Successful investor, leverage other people's money to buy real estate, to buy businesses, to buy into profit and not starting from scratch.
Investing in existing businesses or assets means that you're buying into a proven income stream. That's how you go from zero to millions effortlessly.
If you want to get rich without any hard work, tune into the next episode. We'll show you a smarter, faster way to build true wealth.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you.
Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.